Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In NFL news, the Jets and Giants say they will not have fans at home games this season until further notice because of the coronavirus pandemic. The teams who play at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, released a joint statement yesterday after Governor Phil Murphy announced an executive order limiting outdoor public gatherings to 500 people. The NFL has also announced that players will be tested daily for COVID-19 for at least the first 2 weeks of training camp. The first rookies with Houston and Kansas City reported for camp yesterday, while players with other teams are expected to begin arriving today. In soccer, Orlando City tied with the Philadelphia Union 1-1 and took the top spot out of Group A in the MLS's back tournament. Also, New York City FC blocked Inter Miami 1-0. In MLB news, the Blue Jays are talking to the Pirates about sharing a Major League ballpark this season after Canada's government barred them from playing in their home stadium amid the pandemic. Pirates President Travis Williams confirmed the talks yesterday and sounded ready to welcome the Blue Jays. He calls it a challenge, but says if the Pirates are able to safely accommodate them, it will bring international attention to Pittsburgh. Also, the Nationals say that Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's top infectious disease expert, will throw the ceremonial first pitch at its season opening game July 23rd. Fauci is a self-described fan of the reigning World Series champions, who will be taking on the Yankees nearly 4 months after the season was supposed to begin. And lastly, despite not having fans in the stands, the New York Racing Association says the handle for opening weekend at Saratoga Race Course totaled $80.3 million, a 9% increase over last year. Racing resumes Wednesday with the meet's first steeplechase. I'm Jesse King.